Now, the rest of the story. Her name was Pauline, and she was the talk of the town. As the 19th century blossomed in Paris, so did she. For Pauline, the style to which she had become accustomed was the very essence of joie de vivre. Her upper-crust critics in Paris society put it another way. Pauline had no morals. And yet with each new lover she discarded, and each new lover she entangled in her web, the pre-jet jet-set delighted and gossiped, tacitly begging for news of her newest adventure. You're going to hear about the little lady who set the French Empire on its ear, and then you're going to learn the rest of the story. Perhaps Pauline's activities were not all that unusual for a young lady of 19th century France, but because she was a member of the royal court, I said a member of the royal court, her whereabouts and whatabouts were of great interest and were widely observed. Her whoabouts were the most shocking of all. By the age of 16, Pauline had taken on the high echelon military. I mean, she had affairs with most of the French army's general staff. To the relief of the general's wives, Pauline then concentrated her affections on one unmarried general, an upstanding officer named Victor Emmanuel Leclerc. Pauline and Leclerc were married. What Pauline did not know was that Leclerc's new assignment was far from the tapestry and tinsel of Paris, thousands of miles away in the Caribbean colony of Haiti. It took six soldiers, including husband Leclerc, to cart the protesting Pauline aboard ship. Upon their arrival, however, Pauline adapted to her new surroundings as though she had never left Gay Paris. When Leclerc took his 25,000 troops out into the Haitian jungle to deal with rebels, Pauline remained in the capital city of Port-au-Prince, entertaining her husband's leftover soldiers. Pauline threw extravagant parties, began a ritual for which she soon became famous, daily milk baths, bathing in milk. And Pauline rarely bathed alone, which accounted for the healthy complexions of so many young French officers. Victor Leclerc clearly got the short end of his overseas assignment. Within a short while, he contracted yellow fever and died. Shedding a brief crocodile tear, the general's wife caught the next eastbound ship, and soon she was back in her beloved Paris, France, returned to the serious business of making scandal. Well, years of milk bathing and scores of lovers followed. There was even another marriage, this time to an Italian prince, who heaped upon Pauline a fortune in jewels and a wardrobe of 600 gowns. Predictably, her favorite of all those gowns was the one transparent one. At 40, Pauline took to fretting over wrinkles, and 5 years later, she was dead. The gossips of Paris had lost their most tantalizing subject. Pauline, at the age of 45, was gone. You see, Pauline, the red-hot mama of the pre-jet jet set, the talk of 19th century Paris, the young woman who took bathing somewhat beyond the realm of good, clean fun, was more than just a high-born lady with a weakness for men in uniform. She was the sister of Napoleon Bonaparte. And now you know the rest of the story.